And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
...2008. The prequel trilogy is over, and millions of fans are left without Star Wars. Enter a brave group of Jedi, led by Dave Filoni, who brought tales of the Jedi, clone armies, and Mandalorians to Cartoon Network, thus keeping hope alive in the galaxy. Welcome to J-Guys and Jedi!
Everyone, welcome to J-Guys and Jedi. We're having a very special episode for you today. As we were recording for our regular J-Guys and Jedi episodes, we were sitting here going, man, the season 2 trailer for Star Wars Rebels was so cool, and we want to talk about it, but we record like so many episodes in advance that if we talked about the trailer, well, it wouldn't be relevant anymore. And so we were like, you know what? We're going to make a very tiny special episode of us just talking about this trailer. I will let you know that A Princess on the Thal has already aired. That is the only episode that has aired of 2B. So we have the rest of the half season to look forward to. But as always, I'm joined by Mr. Chris Honeywell.
Hello.
And I am Hope Molinax. Let's talk about this trailer all of the feelings.
I watched it like a week ago and I was like, holy shit, now that's a trailer for a second half of a season. Things are happening.
For one, it's 3 minutes long. It's a long trailer.
No, I just watched it again and then realized I didn't even pick up a sliver of what's going on in that trailer.
I freaking, like, when I first saw the trailer, it came out last weekend when I was at my best friend's bachelorette party, and I knew it was going to be dropping. I knew it was. And so I told them, like, when this trailer comes out, I'm going to take a few minutes to watch this. I'm really looking forward to it. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And so I go into the room when it comes out, and I watch it, and I'm literally crying, and I watch it 4 times in a row. So they come in, like, 15 minutes later, and I'm, like, crying on my tablet. I'm not exaggerating. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, Rex! Rex!
The thing that struck me first about it is, man, I don't know if you've ever read Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
No.
But have you ever seen the cover of Splinter of the Mind's Eye? It's a Ralph McQuarrie painting of Darth Vader in a ruined temple, and Luke and Leia facing him with Luke with his lightsaber out. And this, the first part of this, where they were showing what I assume are some sort of Sith ruins.
I think that is going to be like some sort of Sith thing.
And it had a very, very Splinter of the Mind's Eye vibe to it, which is just catnip for me. That is just, it was beautiful looking. And we're getting some Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, as you know, in the beginning of season 2, that was probably the best Darth Vader ever. So
I love that moment of him, like, just lifting the fiery wreckage off himself and just slowly rising, because it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And Ezra's line of, like, what's going to kill this guy? Not us. Let's go.
No. Yeah. I love the scene where you see his TIE fighter getting hit and, boy, oh boy, it looks like we're gonna get him and Ahsoka meeting, and it looks like it's gonna be better than I ever thought it would have been.
Oh my god.
Do you think that's Hayden Christensen's voice?
No, it is Taylor. Oh, what's Taylor's last name? The voice of, it's Anakin's voice actor in Clone Wars.
Okay.
It is him, because he came back for that role.
Okay. Because... I'm like, oh yes, we're here. You know, he's speaking to her in Anakin's voice in her head. That's awesome.
Yes, and I like it because it does sound older, and it is. It is like, you know, like five, six, 7 years later.
And we get to see the Disney Anakin of what Anakin looks like, which looks totally different than the Clone Wars Anakin.
I know. I remember seeing a picture of him. I was like, he looks like he's 12.
The Disney Anakin and we got Disney Princess Leia.
I do, because A Princess on the Thal has come out, like I said. So I really enjoyed that episode. I enjoyed Leia and that having that younger Leia. I thought that was a really well done episode.
I haven't watched it yet. From this trailer and from the scene I saw from that episode, not totally sold on the voice actress. She's got that sort of thing where that's almost like a Sean Connery-ism that Carrie Fisher has in her older years, where she shushes or rushes a little bit. But it's not like Sean Connery. It's very subtle with Carrie Fisher. And this actress has got a little bit of that going on in there that I could hear in the trailers. But for some reason, her voice and her look don't totally capture Princess Leia for me. It doesn't. So I'm going to have to see her in more action in the show in context to see how Princess Leia she seems. But Princess Leia is not what's getting me in this. It's the whole... We're getting into the dark side versus light side. It looks like we're going to have Ezra getting tempted. It looks like there might be a dark Sith.
Did you see the Kylo saber that Ezra's holding?
That's the only thing I'm a little sketchy about. The Kylo. Although I called when they did that first trailer and you first saw that lightsaber and everybody was like, how stupid, you know, blah, 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 burn your hand and stuff like that. But when I first saw that lightsaber light up, I said, that's a crappy lightsaber. That's like a...
why it never bothered me. I'm like, that's made incorrectly. It's not stable.
And the projections coming out to the side didn't look to me like that was something like, I'm going to make these cool projections out of the side. It looked to me, it reminded me of a propane tank flame. And like there was this thing had energy that the lightsaber wasn't totally focusing its energy, so they were almost like exhausts. That's what they look like to me. It's like they're exhausting extra energy out of this lightsaber so it doesn't blow up because it's unstable. Sure enough, I guess in the Star Wars character guide or whatever, or the encyclopedia or visual guide to episode 7 or stuff, they say his lightsaber has a cracked crystal in it. So it's unstable and has to vent energy out the side. So I like that, but I like it as the idea of something that got invented out of necessity by Kylo Ren having to cobble together his lightsaber. So I'm going to be interested, and it doesn't look as unstable as Kylo Ren's. It looks
Ezra's is not as unstable.
It looks like a good solid lightsaber. So I'm going to be very interested to see how they work that in there. It's really the only thing that sort of references the episode 7. So it's very interesting. I'm interested to see how they pull that off story-wise. I'm a little sketchy on it. We're going to have to see.
I think there's another reference of episode 7 that's a theory out of this trailer. Because they said that episode 7 would have tie-ins to Rebels. I remember watching the movie, I was looking, and I was like, you know, nothing about this reminds me of Rebels at all, and I was looking for it. Well, then I saw it, as I was looking at it, you have all those guys in white with the lightsabers?
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, who the hell are these guys? And then I remembered, at the very beginning scene of episode 7, where Poe was talking to that old guy. That old guy was a member of the Church of the Force, or the Church of the Jedi, or something, or whatever it's called.
Old Master guy?
No. I'm talking about episode 7, where Poe is getting the map.
Yes, from yes.
The old guy.
Yes.
And that old guy is a part of a thing called like the Church of the Force or the Church of the Jedi or something.
That whole village are members of that.
So I'm wondering if all those people in the trailer who are in like the white with the green lightsabers, I wonder if that's the beginning of the Church of the Force.
Oh, Well, you know, another thing is they've been talking about Snoke's been around since episode one, or since prequel era, in the background.
I did not know that.
And they've got this old master guy.
I'm calling Darth Maul now.
Oh!
Look at it! Like, look at his face! It is Darth Maul! Like, he has the markings of Darth Maul.
Oh.
And he's old enough to sound that old.
Right. Oh.
And we never found out what happened to Maul.
Wow. Yeah, I think you might be right on that. I think you might be right.
And I could see him, like, because there's a lot of theories going around that, you know, like, we never saw Maul at the end of Clone Wars. He was just taken by Palpatine. And a lot of theories is that the Inquisitors came from Maul. Like, he was the one that, like, was in, like, you know, helped bring about the Inquisitors because Palpatine kind of made him and stuff like that. So I'm calling that Darth Maul. And if you look into those shadows, you can kind of make out those symbols of his face.
I like that. I liked all the imagery in that dark temple. Did you see where the light was coming out of the pyramid thing at the end and the space was like cracked open like glass?
Mm-hmm.
That is bizarre. That's a bizarre image. That's like something out of a mystical New Age book or something like that. I'm very curious to see what's going on there.
Okay, so the reason I wanted to do this is because if anybody listens to JKS and Jedis, and I know this is going to be technically our kind of sort of episode 3, but not really, you know that I love Rex, right? I am very scared for Rex in this half season.
Yeah.
Because, for one, I actually went back so I can get the time mark. At 2 minutes and 53 seconds. I was trying to find it while you were talking. There's a scene, and it's the Ghost Crew, and Rex is behind them. And it looks like they're protecting him. And there's Vader. And Rex just looks angry. Like, he looks angry. Like, he does not always look that angry ever. And I'm started... Like, we know that Rex served for the Empire from Rebels, right? Like, we know after Order 66 and all that happened, he didn't participate in Order 66, but he did serve the Empire for a while. Which I still have struggled with all the time. But I'm thinking that he didn't know that Vader was Anakin. I think he probably assumed that Anakin died.
Now he knows that this is a guy who like killed all his Jedi friends.
Yeah, like and so I think in that scene, Rex finds out that Vader is Anakin.
I think that's
why he's not fighting. And because you also have that scene where Sabine just screams Rex, like just screams it.
Yeah,
and so I'm scared that Rex is gonna die.
Well, that one shot where it looks like it's Rex jumping through the air too, you know, with like a trooper outfit with the head off it, and it's just sort of from below. I think it was supposed to be Rex.
Yeah, it
is. Just leaping through the air.
But I mean, that scene, it looks like the Ghost Crew is protecting Rex, and Vader is there, and I'm scared for my boy. I am scared, and I'm scared for Ahsoka, because
Ahsoka's
we don't know if either
making it
of
out
them.
Of Rebels, I'm telling you. I don't think Ahsoka's making it out of Rebels.
The only thing I can think of that will save her is that, you know, Padme tells Obi-Wan that there's still good in Anakin. And I think that I can see Ahsoka, like, getting away and escaping.
She might get a Han Solo scene. In this, she might get a Han Kylo scene in this.
But like, I don't know if Anakin can bring himself to kill his Padawan. Like, I think there's still just enough light still left in Anakin to either A, hesitate so Ahsoka can scramble away and get out, or he's just not gonna do it. But he might come back and do it later. I don't know.
I don't know. Not the Darth.
I'm not gonna survive.
The Darth Vader in Rebels is horrifyingly ruthless. the Vader they brought in the first episode in this is literally the most frightening, violent, dangerous Darth Vader that we've seen in anywhere in anything, in the comics, as far as I'm concerned, in the movies, in anything. That I was, you know, even though I know, you know, that it takes place in a time period where and it was the beginning of a series, you're not going to have any of the main characters killed off. I was worried about them when they were fighting Vader. He was not pulling punches.
I think that's what makes Rebels so good, is because this is like a new cast. We don't know if they make it to episode 4. Like, they're all always at potential of dying. Like, a lot of fans debate whether or not Ezra's going to die because, you know, A New Hope is about Luke. And I think Obi-Wan and...
It's almost really important that, like, by A New Hope, that's Luke is it, you know?
Yeah, so I don't know how far Ezra's going to make it.
Well, let's put it this way. We also learn in this, and we also see, and it's funny, it's striking, just like Anakin, the Disney-modeled Yoda.
I hate that design. That's my one negative thing.
I might get used to it. He's a little cutesy.
He looks unfinished to me.
Maybe he is. But another thing that was striking is the voice of Vader and Yoda, I think, are James Earl Jones and Frank Oz. And they sound...
Isn't Frank Oz dead?
No, Jim Henson's dead. Yeah, no, Frank Oz has not died yet, thank God. But no, he did the voice of Yoda in the earlier Rebels.
Oh, you're right.
So too. And it sounds a little different, cuz I'm more used to hearing the different voice actors do those two characters. It took me a little while to get used to the James Earl Jones Darth Vader in the first episode of season 2. So it was interesting seeing that Yoda, but seeing that the Yoda having a direct conversation with Ezra is it doesn't seem like it, but that's bad news for Ezra.
Yeah.
Because if Yoda knows who Ezra is and is conversing with him, Ezra he's either got to be gone or somehow nullified. Because by Empire, right? He's our last hope. No, nope, there's one other, and that's Princess Leia. So,
yeah.
Otherwise, Yoda would be like, "What about that kid?"
Yeah.
So
I the only other thing I had about the trailer is I'm really excited about Sham Syndulla coming back, which is Hera's dad. Sham Syndulla was the leader of Ryloth, like the Ryloth rebels all through Clone Wars. Like, and he had like episodes with like Mace Windu, and like he was leading the rebellion. That's Hera's dad.
This is one of the densest previews I've ever seen for like
You know that green Twi'lek with him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 99.9% sure that's Numa from Innocence of Ryloth, the little girl that Waxer and Boyle, the clones, protect.
Oh.
Because she has a little Tuki doll, like, statue, like a little patch of it on her vest. I'm 99.9% sure that's Numa that Waxer and Boyle from Clone Wars protected and saved.
Wow.
I'm going to cry when I see Numa. I'm going to be like, Numa! Like, oh man, This trailer, man. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this season. I'm gonna have so I'm not even kidding. If Rex dies, I'm just gonna be in a depression for like 2 weeks.
I know. I'm gonna watch the episode and be like, I better put Hope on watch now. You know, have everybody calling her in shifts.
Like. Huh, right? Because like Rex is my character. He's my love of Clone Wars. Like he's my love of Star Wars. I want a Rex tattoo. Like I'm drawing and planning my Rex tattoo and getting my friend to help me design it. Like Rex is my boy. And if Rex dies,
well, if this makes you feel any better, it all happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That doesn't help me, Chris.
All dead.
God, that doesn't help me, Chris.
R2-D2 has been scattered to dust by now.
I would actually, I can't believe I'm going to say this, I would much rather have Ahsoka die than Rex. But I really love Ahsoka.
I definitely see you saying that. Ahsoka's going to die. and probably at Darth Vader's hands. I mean, it's just so... I don't want to say obvious, but it just seems that would be such a dramatic, you know, something that you would, a dramatic opportunity you would not want to pass up. And it would mirror the Han Solo thing of where, you know, Vader taking a, you know, that's, you know, that's either taking the step or revealing that he's already that far gone, you know?
Yeah.
And
I'm all sad now.
And it's easier for them to kill Ahsoka because she's not a little kid anymore. That was what I used to think during the show. It's like, she's young, and, you know, by the end of episode 3, she'll be dead. That's really dark on this kiddie show.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm all sad thinking about Rex dying.
Well, oh, it hasn't happened yet. Don't get... That's they're playing you like a fiddle.
Thanks for listening to Jaggers and Jedi.
Let Disney get you down, Hope.
Don't. Disney can get you sad. Have you seen the first 5 minutes of Up?
Of what?
Up?
Yeah. Yes, I...
That is a dark 5 minutes. Have you seen Hunchback? That's not...
The first 5 minutes of Up isn't make you sad. The first 5 minutes of Up is just taking your emotions and crumpling them up and tossing them in the garbage can from a slam dunk in it in the room. It was like one of the most crushing 5 minutes ever put on film. Right at the top of the that movie.
Yeah.
An amazing scene, yes.
Disney, stop messing with my feelings.
Don't stop, Disney. That's where your bread and butter's at.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else about the trailer. I'm just excited.
Yeah. I was going to say, we knew it was going to be a short episode. So, you know, we'll give, you know, you can come in next week. It'll be regular Clone Wars coverage.
This will be fun for you because this is kind of weekly. If this comes out this Wednesday, the episode will come out the week after. So this is kind of like extra dose of us.
Yeah. Little thing that tied you over. And I from what I've been talking to people who've been, you know, making comments on the Facebook page and stuff about this show, I think... Now that the new movie came out and Rebels has been going, it's sparked a new interest in Clone Wars. So I think
Clone Wars had one of the biggest debuts on Netflix of all times.
And I think it was just very. I mean, I'm sure the reason that we did this podcast was because of us. You know, we were similarly, you know, inspired to because you got Rebels going on, and I gotta tell you, we were both. Just getting really into Rebels. The first couple episodes, I was like, "Ah, that's a good show. They're doing a good job. It ain't no Clone Wars, but they're doing a good job." And
that's how I felt too, because it was like I had just finished like season 6 of Clone Wars, and like my feelings were racked, and I was destroyed because there was no more Clone Wars. And so I found Rebels. I was like, it's happy Star Wars.
It's nice, and it's going to be, it's aimed, and I was like, it's aimed a little lower, you know, it's aimed at little younger kids in Clone Wars. And
this
it's
going to be fun, they said. It's going to be happy.
Yeah, it looked
and
like.
Vader fucking shows up.
It's very much like episode 7, where I'm sort of like, this is copying episode 4 in a way, you know, with a desert planet and Ezra, you know, it's very, Kanan being sort of like, you know, the combination of Obi-Wan and Han Solo, and, you know, you've got a Chewie sort of character and an R2 character, and the adventures, and it was just going to be sort of like a week by week, just little adventures, you know, with the same cast of sort of Star Wars stand-ins and some bad guys. And I was like, yeah, the way they're doing it, I'm okay with that. I think it's looking pretty good. And wouldn't you know it, Dave Filoni did a Clone Wars and just started shading it and bringing in more mature themes, and, here we are just into season 2 and it's already getting into like Clone Wars level of like, wow.
There's
some real story going on here.
they've already been confirmed for season 3. Like, what are they going to do?
Of course they're going to do season 3.
I don't even know where they're going to go. Actually, though, this might be a good time to throw out to you guys. Because Chris and I have been kind of talking off to the side, because we eventually, with Jedi and Jedi, want to go and eventually reach Clone Wars, reach Star Wars Rebels.
Because we know we're going to run out of... Clone Wars does have a finishing point, so we're going to run out. It's not an ongoing series, so...
It's so... But the thing is, we keep referencing Rebels. So we're trying to figure out a way to maybe somehow incorporate Rebels into Jedi's and Jedi's. I was thinking, Chris, I haven't presented this to you yet. Maybe, like, once we go weekly, the first 3 weeks of the month being Clone Wars, Clone Wars, Clone Wars, and then the last week being a Rebels week.
We could do something like that, alternate. Sure. I was thinking alternating a clone, you know, at some point alternating Clone Wars and Rebels by maybe coming up with some mathematical formula of the number of episodes to, like, you know, so I would know at some, you know, to try to figure it to where when we wrapped up Clone Wars, we were almost caught up with Rebels, mm-hmm. you know, to where my dream would be, you know, with Rebels that, and this would mean Rebels would have to go on for several more years now, which it might. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that we're week by week in it, you know, we're watching Rebels and then we're going the next day and recording the episode, you know, as it's coming out fresh. That would be my dream.
Yeah.
In being, you know, right up to date, timely. But, you know, we run into the same problem at Walking Dead Wednesday, which we started out just doing the comics. And then we were like, hey, you know, we keep referencing the TV show. We might as well do the TV show, too. So now we're running an episode of the comics and an episode of the TV show, which means at one a month, we're never gonna catch up. The TV show might end. We'll never catch up with the comics. But whatever. We have a better chance with Jay Guys and Jedis with someday being caught up.
Well, fans, what would you like to do? Would you like, because, like, you know, by the time this episode comes out, we're gonna start going weekly mid February. And so, do you want to see us do, like, maybe have 3 weeks of Clone Wars and then, like, a week of Rebels? Or do you want to see us alternate and do Rebels, Clone Wars, and do it that way? So let us know. Hit us up at jguysandjedis@twitter.com. Or, actually, a really good place would be the Two True Freaks Facebook page, because then you can tell us more than 140 characters of why. So,
or maybe I just had this thought, we could do every once in a while a, you know, double-sized episode where we do 3 or 4 episodes of Rebels.
Yeah, maybe like a twofer or something.
Yeah, you know, like a two-hour
episode. I feel like Rebels is shorter than Clone Wars, and I don't know if that's just because I'm watching it live with commercial breaks, but every time I watch Rebels, it feels shorter, but they're both 20... Yeah, and they're both 24-minute episodes, and I don't know, it just feels like it flies by much faster.
I think Rebels has sort of had less story in them until recently, so they seem maybe to go faster because
they don't feel as dense.
They're not like filling you full of information as much as you're just sort of following an adventure, but that's been changing, and it's becoming denser and more Clone Wars-like, so...
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Give us some suggestions of what you want to hear. I'd be very interested. I'm sure there's some of the ideas that we haven't even come up with yet.
Yeah, if that'd be great. Or if you would want to do maybe like a Rebels month.
Yeah. That's another idea.
So just let us know. I don't have anything else, and I need to go eat some foods.
Yes, me too. Podcasting takes energy.
Yeah, it does. Well, guys, I'm Hope Mullinax. You can find me at Hope Mullinax or whatthefangirl.com or at JGuysandJedis. I run our podcast or our podcast Twitter. And Chris, where can people find you?
You can find me at twotruefreaks.com, the home of every Two True Freaks podcast ever made and that will ever be made.
Well, until next time. If you hear loud banshee crying, that's me crying over Rex Fields. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you shop at Amazon.com, please consider using the link at TwoTrueFreaks.com to shop there. If you use this link to go to Amazon and then you shop, Two True Freaks gets a little cut of what you buy, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. So you get to shop as usual and help out the Two True Freaks at the same time.
Visit our website at TwoTrueFreaks.com. Two True Freaks is always spelled TwoTrueFreaks.
You can email Two True Freaks directly at TwoTrueFreaks@gmail.com.
Two True Freaks and all of its excellent affiliates are available on iTunes, and you can choose to subscribe to either the entire network if you wish, or pick whichever individual shows you want to follow. We have so many shows to choose from, there's just bound to be one that appeals to your particular fandom. Just search Two True Freaks with an exclamation mark at the end, space, and the number 2.
You can find Two True Freaks on Facebook. Just search for Two True Freaks. If you ever leave your house and you actually have friends, why don't you tell them about Two True Freaks?
If you've enjoyed our show, please, won't you take a moment to rate us on iTunes? That helps others find the show, too.
Thanks for listening.
And join us every Monday for new episodes of
Two True Freaks.
We were finally invited aboard one of these spacecraft, which landed near Ann Arbor, Michigan on October the 24th of 1954. This is a drawing of the craft. As I was leaving the craft, the commander, Soltek, said, "Soon others of your people will be able to have an experience similar to this."